Chairman, I move we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the last meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Butch, would it be all right if we snuck Lindy in here in front of you?
Of course.
And then we can get her to...
You good?
You can go do whatever you need to do.
I'm just simply here to...
You're just hanging out? Don't
I'm
have anything for us?
I'm here to listen and see what you guys are dealing with. And,
okay.
Yeah, and
all right. At any time, if you have anything for us, just let us know.
Okay.
All right. Sounds great. Do any of you gentlemen have anything for Lindy?
The only thing I would bring up is I'd asked Mary to put it on our agenda that we approve the letter in support of...
The PILDA SRS.
PILDA SRS.
PILDA SRS.
Yeah.
And we might give Lindy a copy of that.
Okay.
What is it, the PILDA SRS?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, the way that works is they... We got the letter from NACO as well as from Jonathan's, WIR, I believe. And for us to sign on to the letter, we don't make the letter. All we do is just go on their website and sign in to say we're signers on the letter.
Yeah,
okay.
So that would be the action that you would
take. And the action is just us approving signing on to that. And then there's a place on the website you can click, and then we'd be signing on to this letter.
Do I take that as a motion then?
Yeah, I was going to bring it up in old business, but since it... You know, it would affect our congressional delegation. I'll so move that we approve signing on it.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we approve signing on the letter concerning PILDA SRS.
And we can share that with Lindy or give it to her.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. And then, so will you do that?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Get that done for us.
It's easy. You just go on that.
All you have to do is click.
Yeah, you just click and you put in your information that it'll be from Sublette County Board of County Commissioner.
Okay.
And the date. And that's all we have to do. So.
Okay. And for those that might be interested, PILDA is payment in lieu of taxes, and SRS is secure rural schools. Anything? Any further? Go ahead, Joe.
I would just mention one other thing where... I can share that with Lindy if I don't know if I have your email, Lindy, but we have a formal effort with NACO and WIR supporting Senator Barrasso's bill on forest management.
Okay.
I can't remember the number of the Senate file right now, but I'll share that with, I'll forward that to you.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Do any, you know.
Please, thank you. Please, I had once, but I don't know where any of my stuff is.
It's in your stack somewhere.
It's in my stack. Thank you.
The ever-growing stack.
Should I? Can I just put down Tom's wife? Then I'll know.
All right, good. Butch,
question.
Oh, go ahead.
Question,
next.
Quick, Lindy. Do you have any sense or any feedback
either.
To us on where we're at on getting a BLM director and Fish and Wildlife Service people approved?
No.
Okay.
Haven't heard a thing. Huh?
That's what I was afraid of.
No.
We can't seem to find out anything.
It's just, I'll look into that.
Okay. Yeah. We appreciate that. And if you'd keep us posted, if you know anything or find anything.
Okay. I will.
Thank you. All right, Butch, now we're ready. Come on up.
Well, we might as well do the question bids first.
Like my question? Not really.
Mark's requirements for doing the Ross, but you can look that way. It's doing the question. Just make it a
Oh,
yeah, you go to Matt Gaffney and stuff. And, well, so yesterday they acquired that anyway. I mean, it's one good reason. So it's a good thing I got him to do that. I'll go ahead and see if you press your stuff.
So we received bids for crushing at the three pits, the Poor Pit, the Cottonwood Pit, and the North Beaver, I call it, main pit. One more.
I gave Mary.
Okay. We got it.
There we go.
All right, I think we're good. Yeah.
Stick that microphone right in front of you, Butch.
So the bids that we received, and broke this down per ton because probably most people are more familiar with that, although the way we set it up was per cubic yard so that we would be able to measure the pile and know where we're at. So the per ton price for crushing at the Cora Pit came in at $6.44. The Cottonwood Ryegrass Pit, and both of these are Green River Rock, was $4.83. And the Bain Beaver Pit with co-construction was $8.48. The only one that I would say appears anywhere near reasonable is the Cottonwood Ryegrass Pit. And I guess based on that, some discussion is warranted.
Yeah. So the amount of miles serviced by each pit, that was good information. Thanks for getting that to
us. Yes, very, very much so.
That helped a lot. So,
and the bid was for 40,000 yards at each pit.
40,000 yards each, that's correct.
And on that Cottonwood Ryegrass, do you have any idea how long that 40,000 yards would last? If we had it on, just an estimate.
Give that to
probably not too long because we could use some.
Is there quite a few miles of road there to take care of? Okay, I just curious.
Is there a ranking on which pit would be your highest priority, Butch?
That would be good. Cottonwood and Cora, I guess.
So would that be like one and two, or are they a tie?
Well, we're pretty well out at Cora, and we're pretty well out at Cottonwood. So.
Okay.
Is there any in Bain's pit?
No, there's little stuff that it's not real good.
Okay.
It's not the spec crush, put it that way.
It's a reject, basically. I think. Yeah. It's up there. It's real sandy. So.
Which, am I correct?
So.
Because I don't have that stuff in front of me, but I remember. It was over 50 miles on the Cora Pit and over 50 miles on, here it is.
Yeah, 52 miles Ryegrass, 55 miles Cora.
Yes.
53 miles Ryegrass.
Mm-hmm. And the Bean Pit was only 21 miles.
22, yeah.
22, okay.
Yeah. Commissioner, one thing that we did was we did not send this proposal out to anyone but Sublette County contractors.
Right.
There are two contractors that crushed in this area before, Lewis and Lewis and HK, and it's something to consider.
Are they interested?
Oh, they would be, I'm sure.
Go ahead,
Joe. Mr. Chairman, since you mentioned that, just for information, and I don't remember the exact number, I can find it out, but at the McMurray Pit in Boulder, they hired a private crusher to come in there, and their cost was like $3 a yard.
They crushed probably more than 40,000.
Oh, they crushed like 70,000.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Tons, and that would make some difference. But the price was like a fraction of what we're looking at here. So that is something to keep in mind.
When your tonnage goes up, your price goes down because then...
Sure, they're longer. They get back their mobilization fee more. But maybe not this much. But I think I'm kind of inclined along the comments Mark made. If we go with any of these, probably should be the cottonwood ryegrass and get something in stock there. And hopefully buy us some time that we can get our own facilities up in speed and working to the maximum level. But I guess that leads to the question for Billy, where are we at on that?
We have two guys hired that are, they're both crusher guys. They've never been a lead guy, but they know enough. And I have a guy coming from McCluskey to train and show them how our machine works and stuff. So we should be up and running. We're doing some recall work on it right now and servicing it. We got it all back to the shop. I'm thinking in a month, the weather holds up and everything, we should be crushing.
And can we, I know it costs a little more during the winter, but can we keep that thing moving during the winter?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year up in Bog Ground, it was just snowed too much.
Yeah.
But we're planning on moving it back down to Richardson, and we crushed there last time all winter long, so we'll get that stockpile and get back.
Okay.
Go ahead. And
Mr. Chairman, I think this is something that we've been looking at discussing probably since June in our budget time, and I may have a different recount than everybody else, so correct me if I'm wrong. I think when we were looking at this, we were looking at it from a two-pronged approach. Well, number one would be that we were in need of building up some supply of crushed product for our pits. And number two, it might afford an opportunity at a reasonable cost to provide some business opportunities for local contractors. I don't think that this was ever intended to be a deal to put out bids to get a match to see who could do it cheaper, us or the county or whatever. And so with that in mind, I would propose a motion to accept the bid from Green River Rock on the cottonwood ryegrass pit.
Okay.
I'll second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Before we go to a vote, then let's have some discussion. Go ahead, Commissioner.
I think with that motion, I'd kind of like to hear from Mark, is my thoughts.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay, do you, are you looking for any particular information, or are you just looking to give him an opportunity?
With that motion of approval, does he still want both these pits? Do you have time for those, is my question.
Well, the motion is just one pit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. That was
going
that
to
was
be my
cottonwood.
Next question. Are we going to do these individually?
There is a motion for one pit.
One pit.
Right
okay.
Now, yeah.
That was a cottonwood.
Yes.
Okay. Before we go to discussion between the commissioners, anybody from the public have any comments? Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
After hearing what Butch had to say about the 40,000 yards, is there a possibility that the county would want to increase that number to 60,000 yards?
Yeah, so what...
And if so, is there some kind of a price benefit for Mark, as long as you're asking that question?
Is that beneficial for you, Mark, if we raise the amount needed, or is that detrimental?
No, I mean, it's if you want to go to 60,000, it would be a little bit better.
It would be better for you.
Well, it'd be better for this whole deal.
All the way around?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been open crushing for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Pretty much all over the state for $4 a ton. And that's against bid, too.
Yeah. You know?
But the higher the more amount you want done, the better it is for both of us. You know, once I get in there and get set up.
Sure.
But it erases a lot of that mode.
Yeah.
And like on this deal, your forest account and a lot of that stuff, so it goes down. I'd like to have time. If you want to go to 60,000 or you want to go to 80,000, some considerations, and then we can talk about it, me and Mark or whatever, it'd be great. If that's the case, if you decide to go bigger on that bit, I would have to withdraw totally from the core bit because of time constraints.
Yeah. You know, so if we put 60,000 into that ryegrass pit, does that get you a little bit of a buffer for what you need coming up?
Yeah, it's going to help a bunch, but what's the other guys going to say about it? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so here's my only issue with this is that the bids went out for 40,000.
Right. It's a proposal, not a bid.
Okay. Okay.
You could actually come at the end too, you know, which, I mean, if it's not enough.
Keep on going.
I mean, that's happened. I've done that a lot of times. I mean,
okay.
It's not uncommon.
Okay. All right. It's a proposal, not a bid. Okay. All right.
It doesn't have some of the limitations that bids would have.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better. All right. So we've got a motion on the table. Joel, did you have a comment?
Well, just a thought. If we're going to change this number, realistically, it should change the price. Should make it a little cheaper, like Mark said. Should we not know that number before we go forward? If we want to raise it from 40, should we bring it back?
Could
2 weeks from now with a amended number to go to 60 or
how about?
I guess I'm looking for some feedback from Butch and Billy. What realistically would you like to see stockpiled there? Is 40 enough? Do you want to redo it for 60 or 80 or what?
Well, we should have decided that first.
We should have decided that before. So,
yeah.
Are we good with the 40?
Well,
yeah, that's only.
I don't think we're out of business here. I think we can accept the proposal for 40 with a contingency to continue at a different price.
We have feedback there.
Hold on, just a second. Go ahead, Mark. Mark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, in most cases, when this happens. It happens quite regular. If my number was low coming in for the original, just what I've seen happen in the past, we'll accept that number with contingency to come on, and then you can schedule Butch or Mark and say, if in the deal, I'll come back in 2 weeks, give you a new number. That's how it's went in the past.
Okay. Tom, you have a comment?
I'm just looking at it from the other contractor's point of view. If they're going to go from 40 to 60, they might have gone with a different number. It may not be competitive at all. I have no idea. But you just wonder about your liability for doing something and changing the sources.
There were only one bid for each pit. So, yeah, that's the other thing that is. One proposal. Thank you. All right. One proposal for each pit.
That sounds like a...
I know. Yeah, yeah. Government deal there. Yeah.
And we talked to every contractor but a crusher in Sublette County, and this is what we got back.
Right. So...
I just curious.
Yeah, yeah. Green River Rock was the only proposal for that pit. So I don't think we have a problem with other... contractors there.
So
and go ahead.
In moving forward, I think we need to determine our yardage there because we can't move forward to the Cora pit, because Mark says if we double the, or add to the yardage, then the Cora pit is not an option.
And I don't see that as an issue. I think perhaps what we ought to do is just do the ryegrass pit with the option to increase the amount of tons in that pit. And let's see how it works.
Mark said if he wants to, if we want him to crush more, he shoots his second price and say, I'll finish it out for next.
So the Cora pit, you can start crushing there this month or next month?
Would you, on the new Enlighten information, you were talking about moving to Richardson. Would that change where you guys have moved to?
I mean, we were going to, if, you know, a week ago there, we've crushed there anywhere before.
Could go to the Cora pit and crush. Mm-hmm. Do you have a pretty good stockpile at Richardson? Would that hurt you if you went to Cora?
No. I mean, we got, I mean, it's, we're burning it, but that's because we don't have any anywhere else. So that's, but no, we'd be fine going to Cora. I just didn't want to go in if.
Yep. Understand. I think the motion that's on the table is a good way to go. Mm-hmm. We go with the original 40,000 tons. And then we discuss if we need some more. Mark, is that
okay?
We can negotiate and come up with a new number and bring it back at a later date, and the commissioners can say yay or nay.
So do you want to move forward with the 40,000 and then negotiate, or what? Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, but it, with this contingency, then respectfully,
Yeah. Understood.
And I think that's all right with us. I think we've got a plan there.
I think that's come out in the discussion, so I'll call for a vote.
Okay, excellent. Has been moved and seconded that we approve the proposal from Green River Rock for the Cottonwood ryegrass pit in the amount of, well, I'm just going to say in the amount of 40,000 ton,
yards.
Which number, or 40,000 yards?
Yeah.
40,000 yards, which number there then?
It's $312,378.
Okay, $312,378. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we'll move forward with Cottonwood ryegrass pit, Mark. Okay.
Let's do the fencing bid next.
Okay.
Okay, so we put out the fencing on the middle piney up on Escherichides. And we got back two bids.
One from JLP, which is Jake Greenwood. And one from Rocky Mountain. And it's my recommendation that we take the low bid of JLP for the fencing of $36,803.55.
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
And I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the low bid for the Middle Piney Fencing Project. Award the bid to JLP Incorporated in the amount of $36,803.55. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, under quantity, is that feet? I'm assuming 8,000 feet.
Yes.
So we're mile and a half?
Yes.
For 36,000?
Yes.
Which is this going to be, what's over, a spring project?
I don't know.
They would
be up to the fencing.
You can start.
I think
I'll sell my ranch and go into the fencing. That and putting cattle guards in.
Okay. I just didn't know if we were going to be in trouble come springtime if we had a huge snow year and couldn't get in there. And it started because it's snowing up there now. So could
why do we got a deadline on that?
Chad's moving cattle in. So. Yeah, I don't know, but it's something that we can work around, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, we've got until the first week of May. Signature, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Further discussion?
I guess I missed out on that previous discussion. Deadline of May the 1st or else or why?
It was a deadline put on by the landowner.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did he put that on? Just lately?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Mary.
Do we have an agreement with them?
We have an easement signed with. The only thing we have is the easement width to put the fence on.
Okay.
Which is, the rest of it is.
Because we were supposed to get an easement also, right?
We got the easement signed, yes.
And that gets you the width you wanted.
Yeah, it'll get that fence off the road.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is.
Right. Well, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, is JLP aware of the timeline?
Yes.
And they say they can do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Horrible price, but I know we're not going to get any cheaper.
Well, and there's not a lot between the two prices, so I don't
know. No, they're competitive with each other.
Yeah. It's basically the mobilization.
The time of year, probably.
Yeah. It would
slow you down. Yeah. Would you think, Mark? I mean,
not
necessarily.
I think everybody was pretty comfortable when it was the first week of May. Now, to complete it yet this year, yeah, it would have raised the price. But
gotcha.
I think for the most part, that can happen.
Okay.
But if we got some good weather, which is, you know, what is there a possibility they could start? Because are they going to have cows in those fields right there, or could they start taking fence down and getting ready for next year before
they could do that? Yeah.
Okay.
If we have another winter like last winter,
it'll be down anyway.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay. Further discussion on this motion on the table. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, how about Skyline Rocks?
Oh, yay.
Well, I went and talked to Mary the other day after reading them emails and told her that I had got a hold of Mark and had him do this thing. And I'd also talked to Joel, but I'd talked to Mark and said, do these first two, and we'll see how it turns out and what the cost is going to be. Then we'll decide on future ones.
Okay.
So that's why it ended up like it was. And after I went to the BLM yesterday, they said they wanted it legal also. So Mark had already went to the lawyer and got it straightened out, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. We've got the BLM proposal. I mean, that came via email, but what I want to do first is I want to turn a little time over to our chief budget officer so that we can answer her questions.
Okay.
In the administration of this program.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, you all received the email that I sent last week. How this program is going to be administered hasn't really been discussed here.
Right.
And the questions that I had were, you know, who's going to administer the program? Are we doing that internally, or are we contracting for that service, or is it a mixture of both? So if I want to go get rocks, where do I go?
Who's the contact?
Who's the contact person?
Okay.
Well,
let's start with that one before you move on.
Okay. Where do you go sign up? Is it
with
Bridge?
Butch?
Is it at the courthouse?
Right now, it'll be Mark. Unless the price gets up there where you guys can't stand it, then you can come to me and I'll do it.
It's already there. It's already there, Butch.
But that's not the question, Mr. Chairman. It's a matter of once somebody reads in the newspaper this week that we're going to be providing rocks available.
Who's going to have the time?
Who's
going to
have the forms? Where do you go to apply? Do you go to apply for the rocks at Road and Bridge? Where do you apply for the rocks?
I, I guess right now, Mark, unless it changes.
Rio Verde Engineering is the way I understand from the conversations I've had. Is he'll be administering the permits, the bond, certifications, and final approval and inspections.
And we'll be overseeing the loading and,
yes,
and such.
The oversight of the road and the protection of our asset.
Okay.
Okay, then do we need a contract with Rio Verde to administer the program?
That's where we're moving forward.
Well, so, and that's where we're at here, too. These free rocks are turning into some expense.
Yeah, that's...
And that's
they're not
Mike
free.
Is, yeah, they're
right.
Not free.
Well, so, maybe. Is there any way that whoever gets these rocks and obtains these rocks, can they pay the administration fee rather than the county paying this?
Otherwise, it's like taking tires for nothing and then
trying to get rid of tires.
Okay,
right?
When I talked to Mark, we didn't know I asked him how much he thought it was going to be. He wasn't sure. So I said, we'll do these two and we'll see.
Okay.
And there could be such a thing as, I told him the reclamation. We ought to wait till we get all the rocks picked up, reseed it, and everything. The county does that. So there could be a reclamation fee added on there or something like that.
I think
that.
There needs to be an administration fee.
Okay.
I really do. Otherwise, you come in, you're getting these free rocks, you're using them for landscaping, you're making money off of those. Go ahead.
That's addressed in the next question that Mary brought up. So do we want to move to that question or finish this one?
Well,
making
I think
money part.
I think perhaps
this paperwork here.
If everyone is willing to entertain an administration fee on this, then I think maybe we can move forward.
So
go ahead.
In that light, Mr. Chairman, first we have to figure out how we determine that fee. So do we do that through we do a contract with Rio Verde for some given amount per cubic yard to administer the program? And if so, how do we determine what that price should be? Whatever that came to then, it should cover the cost of administering the program, and that would be the price that we charge for the rocks. We're
right.
Not making money on the rocks.
No.
But we do need to recoup the cost of doing the program.
Right.
So is that a logical mark, I guess? Is that doable?
I got a question, too. A lot of that's going to depend on quantity, how much you get. Because if you go in there for a dump truck load or something, you don't want to pay for
one rock.
Yeah. Could be some high dollars.
How bad do you want a rock?
I guess there.
I
the point I'm bringing up.
I understand.
You do with what you want.
I mean, this is good discussion. Go ahead.
Well, I did the permit, and you know, we gotta make sure things are done right. I had the air quality part of it is a big deal now, and so I had to base it on a 10-year what we'll put up into the air and stuff, and they were very. Doing this, working with Elizabeth, she was very making sure that we didn't tear stuff up and everything, and they just didn't want people going up getting one rock.
Right.
Is basically what they want. But so on the air quality and stuff, we got to kind of, because I mean, I based it and I did it pretty high, so we'll be covered there. But I mean, there's a lot of, you know, they can pull our permit at any time if things just go crazy.
Right.
So that's just my two cents.
Okay. So well, there's no doubt somebody needs to administer this program. The discussion we're having is who's going to pay for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead, Commissioner Noel.
On the administration fee, I think throughout the last months, we've discussed our options with these rocks, and they're pretty limited as far as Butch moving them or the contractors moving them under this program or us contracting them out to get them moved. Every one of them has a fee to the county. I mean, if Butch does it, it's not
sure.
Free either.
Sure.
So in the respect that we need to take care of the rocks. I think we all agree with that. They're an eyesore and they're a hazard. I guess I'd like to move forward on Butch's thought as we do the first, these first couple, and see what the administration fees are. And then if it's out of hand, that'd be easier for him to put a number to the administration fees in the future.
Could we just do a minimal administration fee for those first two? Because I'm still having an issue.
I'm just throwing this out for discussion.
Sure.
I'm
still having a problem doing this for free and then contractors using those rocks for profit.
That's addressed in the paperwork.
So we need to talk about that.
I have a concern with having an administration fee from the get-go. I think we need to, because if you're doing two or three of them while you're trying to establish that fee, and then find out whether your costs are nominal or more, the ones coming afterwards are going to be forced to share the majority of that burden. So I think in terms of stepping or putting the right foot forward, whether Mark comes up with it, however we do it, we come up with some type of administration fee that maybe can be reevaluated after the first two or three, but we initially got to have some sort of fee in there.
We can shoot for the low end of that in the beginning and then make the corrections as we need to.
So is there any way you can throw out a ballpark thought there?
If I were to throw out a number that I think is somewhat realistic, it's probably around $750.
A load or
total?
Just for that project?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to be hard for the person that wants one rock.
Very hard.
And aren't we trying to avoid that?
The person that wants one rock? That's addressed in here, wasn't it?
It is addressed in the stipulations, which is the second page, I think. I don't know that we necessarily rule that out, but it doesn't have the same parameters as 200 yards.
So,
and it has more of a negative impact on that air quality issue as well.
Mr. Chairman, if you had a private contractor that wanted one rock, with that rock, they had the equipment that was, and they're there, as big as this room, they have the... they're going to sell it for more than $750.
Yeah.
The way it's set up right now for the one rock is that they can get that, but there's no equipment involved.
They got to come pick it up.
They got to be able to pick it up.
Got to be able to pick it up.
So
go ahead.
There it is.
Commissioner Bowser.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to the profit part of this thing, I visited with Caleb this morning at breakfast about what is his interpretation of the language in that permit. Number one, does it allow, and I use the example, a private contractor to come in, stockpile rocks, and sell them to a private entity for profit? And he said no. He said this contract is with Sublette County, free use permit for the county, with his interpretation of that agreement, although I can't say it's as clear in there as I'd like it to be, that those rocks have to show a public benefit. They need to be used for a public purpose somehow. So it doesn't mean they can't be used on private land. For example, for
stream bank
reinforcement, that sort of thing, there's a benefit to the public. But we have to describe that in the report that we do to BLM. We have to say how those rocks are being used, or we risk losing the whole thing being ended. So we need to be, I don't know if we need to better clarify that. My thought is it's not as clear in that agreement as it should be, because if somebody comes in there under this free use permit, stockpiles rocks, and is selling them at a profit to a private entity, we're going to lose the permit.
And that was the original agreement.
That was the original discussion. And after reading that agreement, that's why I asked Caleb this morning, what does this mean to you? And he says that's exactly what it means. They need to be used for a public benefit.
State, local, and federal.
Yeah, hold on.
Those, yeah.
those entities were
sure. If the Corps was involved, that's good.
Tom has comment real quick.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing. I've come in just to see if about rocks. I'm specifically interested in just this side of Half Moon Lake. The rocks are stacked so thick the deer are having a hard time finding migration corridors through there. But if you're going to spread it out, you're selling them or giving them away or whatever it is, I either shouldn't come to the meetings or I don't come to more of them. I can't figure out which
Are you talking about them rocks up there above Windy Flats?
Yeah, just this side of Half Moon Trail.
Yeah, there's several holes in them, and I put them in there, and you can go up and get a closer look.
It may have been
you'll see a bunch of cuts there, through there.
Sure, okay.
So I did that on purpose.
But
so
the other part of it is, you guys have a right-of-way, but according to what you're saying is you're outside the right-of-way on BLM getting public rocks.
Just no, within our right-of-way. It's just within our right-of-way, but BLM still owns the rocks.
Quite a few rocks that are outside that.
Yeah, we're not going outside our right of way.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I don't care. I'm just curious about.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Care of my problem.
Okay, go ahead, Billy.
I was just going to, on the permit, we have to do our monthlies. So, you know, we'll have to send in what the rocks, how many we took, what they're being used for, and stuff like she did. I just want to throw that.
Okay.
She did more. Make sure we did that.
I could say
go ahead.
On them rocks up there that's stockpiled, them I got out of there so we could plow this winter because that was one of our bad spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave them there. I'm not giving them to the contractors. They're going to be a snow fence type thing.
Snow catcher.
So hopefully the wind will blow over a snowbank because
sure.
What's happening now, it blows that hill off bare and it all goes to road and it never gets, can't harden.
I was talking north of, up the road a little further, but there. Just this side of the
turn off. Oh, where on the trees?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully some contractor will come in and clean them out, that's what we're hoping.
Okay. Commissioner Noble, you had a comment?
It changes every minute.
Okay.
Sure.
we do need to move forward.
Yes, so. The right-of-way question, you said that we're staying in our right-of-way, and that ain't necessarily the fact that it's to any disturbed rock, because some of the rocks have been pushed outside the right-of-way.
Right, but from what I understand, we don't have jurisdiction over those outside of our right-of-way.
I don't think the free use permit stipulates that it's within the right-of-way.
It doesn't stipulate that they're within. They're letting us clean up the disturbed rocks that are an eyesore, is my understanding. I could be wrong. Comment number two is public benefit. We're getting them cleaned up for pennies on the dollar. That's a public benefit. The safety hazard is a public benefit. So where they end up is a concern, but it's addressed in here that they can't be charged or billed out. The contractors get paid to move them. That's their only source of income from these.
So if you get somebody with a D8 cat out on public land moving rocks around, you'll figure out.
Well, that's part of the administration fee. That's not going to happen.
Okay. So the administration fee needs to be commensurate with that. It needs to be a decently economical administration fee. So let's figure out an administration fee for this, what, two projects?
Two.
Okay. Let's do that and move forward and have some sort of an administration fee for those two projects, and then Mark, you can come back and let us know that was great, that was too much, that was not enough, whatever.
One more comment. The wildlife stipulations are coming into effect in about a week or so. So that's all the longer they got for this year.
Okay.
Billy.
And that's all they're getting.
They got to get after it here in the next week.
They haven't got no exception.
And okay. I don't think they wouldn't even give their own department one.
Talked to the Game and Fish guy this morning. He didn't seem to think that it would be a problem
to
get that extension on that in that particular area. He thought they would permit that extension.
Well, I mean, we can move forward there just by Mike talking to me or staying just when, and I've talked to him.
Caleb also called them and kind of persuade them into opening that deadline up a little
this
bit.
This was yesterday afternoon, and he said we're more welcome to put one in, but he didn't even let his own department in that same area down actually for fencing and stuff. He didn't approve there, so.
Oh.
I think, I mean, we can, but just by the conversation, I didn't think it's real possible. And he said we'd have to quit on the 14th. And we can fill and we can try.
My only further comment, and it would be to Mark, is I think the administration, she seems reasonable to be based on the tonnage. That way one person that gets one rock has a minimal fee, and the person that gets a bunch of rocks covers that one person.
But Mark's got to put in the same amount of time.
That's right. But if they're doing 500 ton, that's going to cover the guy that does one.
I agree.
But we were also looking at this as a trial run on the first two people.
Because he's only going to spend 3 or 4 trips for the 500 ton. He's going to spend 3 or 4 for the one ton.
Kind of good, man.
So I think it should be based on the ton.
Maybe.
Okay. Put that, take that under consideration, Mark.
Okay.
Have we covered your concerns, Mary, or were there more that...
What are you going to allow for a bond?
The easiest thing for most of these is a check. And I currently have 2 checks in hand.
Okay.
One from Teletractors and one from FCC Construction.
Okay. Now, would they write you another check for the administration fee? Or?
They would have to.
Yeah.
The bond, it's a check that you hold until the job's complete. And if you have to use it, you cash it. If you don't, you get it back.
Okay.
So, Mark, help me understand this. You're saying administration fee, you're talking in the neighborhood of $750 ought to be adequate. Are you saying that that $750 should adequately cover whatever charges you will incur in terms of supervising the program?
I don't know that I can say that yet. I'm just winging numbers to...
Yeah, the only reason I'm asking, I'm back to Free Rocks costing us money.
There's at least 3 trips. You go up with a contractor and show him the areas that he can pick his location where he wants to pull rock. And once he picks that location, he takes every rock in there, period. Unless if he can put the hoe on it and move it, it's loose. If he can't, it stays. That's the only difference.
Let's get these 2 projects underway and completed. Shoot for the low end on the administration fee, and then we'll go from there. Commissioner Nolan.
Just an observation. As the projects are both stipulated by the game migration thing, so neither one of them may happen this year. Because there's only, what, a week left?
14, yes.
So neither one of these contractors may move in with a week.
Okay.
But it could be in 3 weeks, it's going to be all snowed under anyway.
Right.
Can't predict
right.
that.
So those are some things that are out of our control.
I mean, we are plowing up there right now, so.
Okay.
Having been around the BLM a little bit, you can get an exception if they want 2 weeks instead of 1 week to do a job. You can get an exception.
It's the migration issue.
This is the game.
It's the game and fish.
Game and fish. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think we spent enough time on rocks. Let's move forward. Butch.
Billy's got a berm built for Tolbert's. It really looks nice. Okay. Bond right. He dug some off the.
I saw it. I drove by it. Yeah, you guys were doing a great job. Tracy thrilled with it? Or have you talked to him?
That's what I've heard.
The first stretch on the south end was built when Tracy and I walked the site and talked about what was going on and why we were at what height and what side slopes. And
good.
Yeah, he's good.
Perfect. Thank you.
There is more to come off Del Creek. We'll eventually get it.
Okay.
Time and stuff like that. So, but it looks good so far.
Okay.
Good. We'll talk a little bit about the barge creek if you want, maybe minimal amount. It looks like we're getting a little progress there.
Okay.
And I talked to the BLM yesterday about getting some slide rock and the wilderness study area still being in effect and will be until Congress does something. I don't know if that's going to ever happen, but they said if I could find some slide rock, they would work with me the best I could. So
okay.
I think I have found it. I just got to go up and look at it and see if it'll work, okay. And then get them to go up and look at it.
See if they'll work with you. Okay.
So they're willing to do something. That's about it.
Okay. Mark?
Industrial Site Road, we're working through the punch list. We eliminated the striping for this year. The weather conditions didn't allow striping. So we'll put it in the chip seal next year and get it done then. Crack seal, chip seal is done. We've got the final pay and we're advertising for that. We're advertising for down south at the fairgrounds and clinic. Paradise, I think we'll talk with Corey yesterday, Bennett, and I think the best thing we can do at this point is push that to next year. So,
okay.
And he's giving that. That's all that I have.
Okay. All in all, pleased with the industrial site project.
Yes. I think it's going to be really good. We've got a pretty good punch list.
Sure.
We'll get it done.
Always is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Skyler?
Nothing today.
Okay. Did you go ahead,
Joe? Just to mention, Mr. Chairman, on the Gull Creek Road and the pit up there, I have talked to the Big Piney District Ranger, and he assured me they are trying to get that done. Right now, they're short of an archaeologist and PT, and he had talked some about talking to BLM, see if they could borrow an archaeologist to get that part done, but he assured me they're moving forward. What does that mean? I can't tell you, but that's what I was told.
We've hired them occasionally, pretty regular, actually.
What's that?
We've hired them guys for ourselves to get stuff done before, so.
That could be an option that might be useful.
We've done quite a bit.
Yeah, Kale to do that in the past.
Okay,
that's the only way we got it done.
I'll make a note and bring that up to him as an option.
Okay, very good. Anything further, gentlemen? Commissioner Rothauser.
When we went, Doc and I and Butch went to the meeting about the LaBarge Creek Road, Butch did a really good job of laying it out for us, and I think we really did make some good progress.
Okay,
and
good.
Hopefully that'll work.
You know, that's good because we've had glimpses of hope for 7 years I've been here.
at least 11 years.
So I think we're on a good track.
Good.
Butch is in charge.
Excellent, excellent. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
One more note, Caleb Heiner and Doug Lynn. Caleb, they worked hard to try to get this reuse permit to the county so that we can get something done. So I'd just like to tell them I appreciate them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. That was good. Yeah.
They pushed it through in a week.
Yeah.
Terrific. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that. Billy, let's take care of waste management while you're here.
Butch, thanks.
Yeah.
For the little.
Well, we had Baylor all realigned, new knives put in it. It's actually in really good shape.
Working pretty good.
It's, we had ordered a couple more just things that was wore out on some bearings and stuff, but it's up and running. It's, you know, the main thing that knocked it out of line in the knives was some of the stuff that was being bailed, but I've addressed that.
Good.
Took care of that. We ain't doing bailing tires and stuff like that. That's
right.
It's really hard on it. It's going, you know, our changes we made down there is going really well.
Good.
The last 2 weeks has just been unbelievable.
Good.
We're
good.
We, you know, we got
plenty of help.
Good.
Everything's going good. We've kind of cleaned up some of the pits. I did contact DEQ to see about like the thread protectors and the socks that we get about, we're averaging about 7 ton a week of through the oil field. And they still want us to put them in our line pit and stuff. I was hoping we could maybe move them to C&D, but they still, they're, even though the gas field is saying that they're using different materials now that somebody like ain't radioactive and they're not hazardous, but DEQ still wants them. So yeah. Hopefully, yeah, but we did on some of their stuff get approved to put in the C&D pits. That'll help kill the MSW pits.
Good.
So worked on that. That's really good. Like I said, down there's going to best that it has.
And I just want to say that that is in no small part thanks to you.
Yeah.
So thank
absolutely.
You.
It's been interesting. I've learned a lot. And I'm happy. I think we're just going to keep going all good. Out. And our new compactor should be here tomorrow.
Good.
So that'll be great. That'll create everything way better.
We've
got our stockpiles of dirt.
You'll have the flow.
Everything's going good. Recycling is going good. You know, I'm having we're just switching out trailers and they're coming again. And so everybody's staying where they need to be.
Good.
Only thing I'd like to someday try to address, we've had some kind of near misses with the cardboard.
Oh, really?
Here at recycling. There's a lot of traffic because of the retirement center. We had a elderly man fall down and while the truck was unloading, and I mean the driver seeing that everything worked, but man, they dump that every day. It's amazing. I just wish there was a better spot for the, I wish I could move it up to, you know, just at least the cardboard up to the transfer's room. I mean, we've looked up. I just don't know, you know, people like going there.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, put some thought into it, and if you have a proposal for us, just
okay.
Bring it.
That's one thing I'm working on, just for safety reasons.
Okay. Very good.
Other than that,
perfect.
That's about all I got.
Thank you. Mark, do you have anything to add?
Just working with HDR on permit mods.
Okay. That's what we like, a 5-minute waste management report. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good work.
I can go on, but
yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that. We'll take a 5-minute break, and then we will be ready for the golf committee.
Okay.